In this case, look for the painted portrait of a woman with gold leaves in her hair. Her large eyes seem to be watching us intently. We see her in three-quarter view, as if she has turned to look at us. This is a typical Greco-Roman painting convention for portraiture. On her face, the artists use short, rapid strokes to build up a thick layer of brown and cream tints. The paint is pigment mixed with wax, a technique called encaustic. The large unpainted area at the bottom of the panel tells us unmistakably what the function of this lively portrait was. It was made to be inserted into the wrapping of the woman's mummy. The unpainted area would have been covered by the wrappings. She's pictured wearing fashionable gold earrings decorated with pearls. Look at the jewelry displayed just to the right. Below the bracelets, you'll see a set of very similar S-shaped earrings, also with pearls.
It's a popular kind of earring in the first, second century.
Marcia Hill is a curator in the Ancient Egyptian department here at the Metropolitan.
As you look here at the jewelry, you'll see armlets, bracelets, earrings that show twined snakes, curled snakes. These were very, very popular in the late Ptolemaic and Roman periods. We think it's not the traditional Egyptian uraeus snake, which was a dangerous snake associated with royalty, but we think it's the snake associated with Asclepius, who had a popular cult in Egypt, and he's the Greek god of healing, and it's a very beneficial snake, like a good omen. This group of jewelry that you're looking at here is one of my favorite groups in these galleries. In the center of this jewelry board, you can see a really intricate, beautiful bracelet that shows twined snakes, and then a Heracles knot, on top of which stand two snake gods, Agathodaimon and Terranutis, and in between, Isis and Aphrodite. It's a total representation of all kinds of good and beneficial gods that some very fortunate person of the time would have worn.